And local news, there are several events in Raglan to attend at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you're not at the kids' sport, Brian and Joe Innes will be in town giving a workshop slash conversation on new economic approaches, including time banks, local currency, saving pools and land trusts. At the same time, a community planting day will be happening on the bike path connecting Greenslade Road to Lorenzen Bay. Now that the new bridge has been completed, local residents have 700 native seedlings to put in the ground and are inviting the community to come along and help out. And after a successful planting event at the Raglan Area School yesterday, Sam Judd from Te Meharu Whakauka has cancelled a community planting day that he had organised for Saturday and is asking people to help out with the planting at the Greenslade Walkway. The long-awaited construction work at the wharf is getting underway this month with a site blessing happening next Wednesday. The project includes a new pontoon, eastern walkway, kayak, ramp, balustrade and other maintenance work. And some of that work has been held back, of course, as the recent surge in construction costs has cramped the budget a bit. The blessing will be carried out by Sean Ellis on the eastern side of the wharf on Wednesday morning for those who want to be there. And Alan Vink has announced he will be convening a Meet the Candidate evening for the local body election this year at 7:30pm, Tuesday 6th of September at the Town Hall Supper Room. It will be for the mayoral and local councillor candidates, but at this stage not for regional council candidates or even local community board candidates. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters football team is playing Ruakura FC at Papahua this Sunday at 1pm. If they can win and two other teams lose, they'll be back at the top of the table for the end of the league round. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 5th of August, 2022.